Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, and we've got executive changes for a local medical school. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine has seen its second executive depart in the past month. Dean David Ninen announced he'll be stepping down this week, though he'll stay on until November in an unspecified capacity. Interim President Kimberly Long tells the Business Journal Ninen is leaving to pursue other opportunities. Ronnie Martin, who has experience as a dean at other osteopathic medical schools around the country, has been named Ninen's replacement. You'll remember that also in August, the medical school's president, Tiffany Masson, announced her resignation to pursue independent consulting. She had been with the college since its planning stages in 2019. KansasCom's Kansas Health Science University is seeking accreditation next spring as its first class of medical students graduate. As Family Dollars close hundreds of stores nationwide, AutoZone stores are stepping in to take over the empty spaces. That's the case with now a third AutoZone location in Wichita, this time at 4040 South Meridian, near Meridian and MacArthur. Other Family Dollar locations that have become auto zones are at 322 East 13th and 2403 East 21st. More than 600 Family Dollar stores were closed nationwide in 2024 by Dollar Tree, which bought the Family Dollar brand. And there's a new rocket ship that has landed in downtown Wichita. Old fogies like me will remember the rocket ship in Central Riverside Park that we'd climb up, seemingly hundreds of kids at a time, and make our way down the long slide from the upper level. Well, now a new rocket ship is being placed at Exploration Place as part of the $27 million Destination Playscape expansion that's southeast of the Exploration Place building. Exploration Place President Adam Smith tells the Business Journal other pieces will soon go up, including a giant bison that will be visible from McLean Boulevard. Smith said the project has not yet hit any major hurdles and is on track. And more than 1,000 families have already signed up to be part of soft opening events to test run the Playscape. Aviation-inspired pieces that are part of the Textron Aviation Flight Adventure were placed last month. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
And my kids love the rocket, okay? Well, they were little, they'd go up in there and just... They had a great time pretending they were astronauts, I guess. But that thing has not been there for a while. They tore it down quite a few years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they shut it down. They made it inaccessible, and then they took it out a few years ago.
Okay. Well, how did you enjoy the cookies at St. Shelley we brought down to you?
Oh my goodness, they were heaven in little forms of cookies. I tell you what, Steve, unbelievable how good those are.
I walked in there, and first of all, the woman at the front didn't want to let me in because I looked suspicious. But somehow I got into the studio or your office there, and there were two other people in there. I doubt if either of them ever got one of those cookies, because I think, didn't you pretty much take them all yourself?
Well, you know, the biggest mistake I made all of last week was offering cookies to others in the office. That was my biggest mistake. I did not just... put them in a drawer and wait for the end of the week and take them home.
That's the way to do it. All right. Wichita Business Journal update brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. This is, we're celebrating Pierce Your Ears Day. I know this is a big one for you, Kirk. This holiday spreads awareness about ear piercing, including the ritual and historical aspects of this body modification. It's one of the things practiced by people worldwide for various reasons. Some do it as a fashion statement. Others do it to honor their ancestors. My wife did it so she could put earrings in there that are pretty. Right?
Sometimes it's not so complicated.
You see this trend? I don't know if you've seen this. I have, locally. And these are guys, okay? And they've taken this, they've put a hole in their earlobe and they stick a disc in there. And the bigger, the better, you know. And all of a sudden, their earlobes are down here on their shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Have you seen this?
Yeah, I have. And that is a life decision that I got to think some people are going to regret at some point.
Yeah, because, you know, when you get something the size of an ashtray dangling from your ears, that's bad. That's dangerous. If I'm in a fight with that guy, guess where I go?
Straight to the earlobe.
Anyway. that what other people do is none of my business. I understand, but I just don't quite get that one. There you go.
Yeah, I don't either.
Ted and I, we're not fashion experts. On the other hand,
yeah, nobody asks us.
Yeah, nobody asks us for our opinion. All right, sir. Thanks for being on our 7,000 show the other day. Wasn't that fun? That was a great time.
Well, I have a fun on 7,001 through 7,005 as well. So okay,
this
well,
is that's the right answer.
In for more.
There you go, partner. Congress back in session after their break. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Steve?
Oh, good. We're doing well. You know, I'm going to talk about some fairly contentious town hall meetings over the summer for some of those lawmakers. We had one here in Kansas for Senator Marshall. What was the repercussion? Did people just stop having those meetings, or did they go ahead and endure them?
In some cases, people just stopped having them all together. I know Richard Hudson, who chairs the NRCC, pretty much told members a while back that they weren't worth having anymore. But some members have not gone through with that guidance and have decided to have those town hall meetings. And like you just mentioned, they have, in some cases, gotten off the rails.
Yeah, and most of the time over the past, these have been, I feel, from what I've talked to these politicians, lawmakers, that they get some pretty good input from the voters and the taxpayers, especially, you know, in Kansas. If you're out there, you're going out to some of these rural communities, that you need to get out there and find out what folks are talking about and thinking about.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's certainly a tremendous benefit to it, as has been in the past. Now, certainly recently we've seen these things get off the rails, and that has been raised a lot of questions about whether it's worth having anymore. But in some cases, you've also seen lawmakers have other avenues to talk to their constituents, doing office hours, some private meetings, whatnot. So there certainly are other ways that they're taking advantage of talking to their constituents.
Could you look as you come back, Ryan? Is there one big issue that stands out that
funding the government? That's the big one that stands out. They've got until the end of September to do so. And it's going to be a sprint, not a marathon, to get this thing done.
Yeah, that clock just keeps ticking, right?
It does. Oh man, it's ticking fast.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for being with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, talking about some of those contentious town hall meetings when the lawmakers went out to talk to the constituents. Labor Day weekend is over, and I would like to say thank you for. Ted and Chad, you guys were taking up and doing a show while I was gone for several days. I just needed a break. It'd been a while since I'd taken a few days off. Just needed some time to do mostly nothing.
Well, we're glad you had some time to do nothing.
Relax.
That's kind of the point of taking time off,
it really
I think.
Is.
Yeah.
Shelly and I did have occasion twice to eat breakfast at homegrown restaurants here.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Delicious. Like those eggs Benedict they have.
Apparently you do.
Shelly made Greek pizza. I took a photo of it. I've got it on my phone here. I've tried to share it with both my, you know, both of my email and with my Facebook, and I haven't got it done yet. So does it take a while for those things
What's
to
What's the
load?
Problem?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong. I've done it before. At any rate, she made the Greek pizza, and it's one of those things got everything in it but the kitchen sink, and it was pretty tasty. Dined with Jerry and Dorothy, my brother and his wife at the what do they call it? Yoder, the Crossings? Carriage Crossings, Yoder, the restaurant there. Always interesting.
So good.
Good food there.
Mm.
And spent some time Monday at this great big antique mall out on the west side there, out near Side Pockets.
Okay.
I think it's about at least a block long, and it's... There's a lot of stuff in there.
Should be able to find something in there.
Lots of my daughter and my granddaughter were looking for something special, and they just kept looking, and I gave up and went outside and sat down.
Oh.
I couldn't take it.
Enough antiquing for you.
Too much stuff there.
You weren't interested in the discount sack of vintage doorknobs?
No, I didn't get me at all. So